Hachette Audio presents The Darkest Dark, written by Colonel Chris Hadfield and Kate Fillion, read by Colonel Chris Hadfield. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of selected illustrations by the Fan Brothers.
Chris was an astronaut, an important and very busy astronaut. When it was time to take a bath, he told his mother, "I'd love to, but I'm saving the planet from aliens." When it was time to get out of the bath and go to bed, he told his father, politely, because astronauts are always polite, "Sorry, no can do. I'm on my way to Mars." An astronaut's work is never done, so astronauts do not like to sleep. But their parents do. "You're a big boy now," said Chris's father. "You have to sleep in your own bed." And Chris tried. He really did. But his room was dark. Very, very dark. The kind of dark that attracts the worst sort of aliens. But his parents meant it. Chris was going to sleep in his own bed. Tonight. His mom and dad checked under his bed and in the closet and even in his underwear drawer. They declared the room 100% alien-free. They tucked Chris in. They turned on the nightlight. They even gave him a special bell to ring if he was nervous. Clang, 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 clang. They took away the bell. And then his father said something that worried Chris even more than the dark did. "One more peep, young man, and I'm afraid we'll all be too tired to go next door tomorrow." But tomorrow would be a special day, a very special day. Chris had to go next door. His life pretty much depended on it. So Chris stayed in his own bed, without a peep. It took a long time to fall asleep, but when he did, he had his favorite dream. He flew his spaceship.